I dance to delight myself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I dance to delight myself. How very interesting that anyone would dance to delight themselves. Can you imagine anyone else dancing for any other reason? You always dance to delight yourself. When I was visiting my sister in Delaware, and she hadn't seen me for a number of months, her comment was, you look so good. And I said, I feel so good. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and I dance to delight myself. And I do everything to delight myself. And so she came out and she said, well, take care of my garden, plant my bulbs here. And so I said, I'd rather not. And she says, please do, you know, and then she left. So I did my little bit of witchcraft, and the bulbs were planted, and she came out, and she says, you like to play with water, don't you? And I said, I'm watering the plant. Oh, they're done. And you see, this is, I do everything just to delight myself, and I find the greatest joy in doing things for people when they're not around. Because when they're around, they inhibit me. And I shouldn't say they inhibit me, but when they're around, I cannot do things the way I like to do it. And so I like to do things when nobody's around. And that's the fun of doing it. It's really quite amazing how things go. And when you just dance to delight yourself. Now, should you dance to delight yourself? What did you say the other day?
724.
That means 7 days of the week, 24 hours of every day. Should you dance to delight yourself, 724? And the answer, of course, is yes. Now, why should you do that? Because there's only the now, and there's only you doing your thing. Well, what if people don't appreciate it? Nobody knows you're dancing. Well, they're all around you. Nobody knows you're dancing. Nobody knows you're living in this frivolous, flamboyant, delightful experience of dancing. Have you ever driven your car and looked into the window of a passing car or somebody else at the stoplight, and they're sitting there, oh, rah, 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 singing to themselves, and they're shaking their head? You wonder, is their music turned on? But they're just singing and dancing to their own music, and it's beautiful to watch that, because when you see that, what do you see?
Happiness.
You see yourself. You see happiness. You see a person who is just being delighted with their own presence. Yeah. And I love it when I see someone singing in their car. I love it when I see someone nodding their head and going, and sometimes I'm driving along, I'll put my hand outside the window, and I'll put it on the roof, you know, and I'll just like playing the piano, and I'm just having a great old time, and somebody looks over at me, and I look over at them, and they think, oh, what are you up to?
Another happy guy.
If you don't know what I'm up to, you wouldn't know if I told you. So, you see, the thing about being happy, the thing about being joyous, is to dance to your own music. Dance to delight yourself. Now, there's nobody in this world who knows how to delight you. There's nobody in this world that knows how to do anything for you except yourself. Now, what are you going to do about it? How are you going to delight yourself? How are you going to dance to your own delight? Well, we're beginning the course now. I dance to delight myself. Chapter 1. I say I like me. I say I'm a nice person. I say the world is filled with beautiful beings. I say everybody in the world loves me and I love everybody. Now, I don't need to have them demonstrate to me that they love me because I love them. And that's all the demonstration I need. Now, that's only chapter 1. And that could go on for, you know, a lifetime. But now chapter 2 comes along. And chapter 2 comes along. I listen within. And when I listen within, I am my own Mozart, my own Beethoven. I am my own composer. I listen to the music from my heart. And when I listen to the music from my heart, I start dancing. I start mentally dancing. I start feeling, ooh, do-do-do, do-do-do. It's so wonderful, you know. When I was a kid, one of my chores was to scrub the kitchen floor, and scrub was the word. And I had to scrub that kitchen floor for after a week of our family use. It was pretty ready for scrubbing. And so I would get down on my hands and knees, and I would scrub that floor, and I would have such a good time scrubbing it. And I'd be singing to myself, and, you know, when you're paying attention to yourself, you don't realize there's anybody else around. And then all of a sudden, I sensed somebody there. And I looked up, and there was my sister looking at me, or my brother, or maybe even my dad walking through for some reason and looking at me and thinking, what a crazy kid. What a crazy mixed-up kid. But he would have to have added, but he sure is happy, you know? He sure is happy, because that's what they are. And like my sister Marie said, you know, Herb, if you weren't so busy doing all the things you did, you would have gotten mischief. What things I did, many people would have considered mischief, you know, because I was off at the neighbors' houses, and I was off here and off there. I was doing all the neat stuff that everybody wishes they could do, but they don't want people to think that they're sissies or that they're you know, weaklings or something. I never considered it being a weakling. I just considered it a great joy. I was in meditation the other day. And as I was sitting in meditation, Rex was far, far away from me. And I was sitting on the bench just in peace, in absolute peace. And then all of a sudden, something came to my consciousness, and it says, there's somebody in front of you. And so I opened up my eyes, and here was Rex sitting quietly looking at me, just quietly. He had come up. I didn't hear him come up. I didn't hear him at all, because he came up, sat down, and just looked at me. Oh. And I thought, wow, you know, how neat. But you see, when you're in true introspection and meditation, you don't really realize anybody's around you. You don't realize that anything is happening around you. It's a wonderful thing. Ellen oftentimes comes along the path while I'm there. And I'm sitting quietly in meditation, and then all of a sudden I sense her presence. And so I open up my eyes and say, oh, hi, you know. And it's a surprise. It's a surprise because I am not there. I'm somewhere else. And it's a wonderful thing to do. I find that Rex just loves to sit on my foot when I'm sitting in meditation, because I think he feels the vibration from sitting on my foot. He likes to get those vibrations, and he's not too dumb for doing that, for sure.
We did order.
Yeah. But, you see, I dance to delight myself. And when I take my walk on the meditation path, I dance to delight myself. This morning, as I was up there, Rex kept sitting here like this here, with his head erect and looking around, so regal and so important. I said, Rex, what do you see out there? As I look around to see where he's looking, and I don't see anything. But he sees a lot of things and hears a lot of things that I don't even know, nor do I care about. But his creatures are oftentimes minuscule, little squirrels or little rabbits or what have you. But he's very alert to it. Is he dancing to his own delight?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When he ran away from me from the car and he thought he was going to dash around those bushes that he wanted to dig around, was he dancing to his own delight? Now, does he have to learn to dance to my delight? Yes.
Actually, it's one.
He has to learn to dance to my delight. Now, Ellen is saying, actually, it's one. And Ellen is saying that it's not relative, it's not human, and it's not something that's important. If I just see it all as one, he will be with me and doing whatever I do, and he will not have his creative mind going on his own behalf, right? Okay. Do you think I want a dog like that? He is my dog. He loves me because he loves me. How do you think I would feel if I created him loving me and just worshiping me, and it's me that's creating him doing it? It's not him doing it on his own. Mm. How do you think I'd feel? Ingeborg?
No.
Sylvia, how do you think I'd feel? Now, just be careful what your answers are.
Worship.
What?
Worship.
Yeah, but how do you think I'd feel, Sylvia?
Go ahead. You can create anything you want. You can create him like this, and still be one, or you can create him just being you. And so that is your joy of creating.
Would I ever create him not being one with me?
No.
Would I ever create him not absolutely being harmonious and joyous and happy with me?
Exactly.
Now, why is he playing elusive sometimes?
A little reflection of your monks.
My monks.
Yeah.
That's for darn sure. But we won't talk about that. Okay, now. I dance to delight myself. And Rex dances to delight himself. I will come to any stop along the path, and he will sit down and wait for me. And I'll meditate for a long time. He'll look back every once in a while and see what I'm doing, because I look to see where he is. And he just waits there. When I get up, then he heads out. But you see, this is my creation. Now, how's your creation? How's your creation of being dancing to delight yourself? How is that creation in you? Are you creating everything harmonious and beautiful?
Yes.
Are you creating a Brad who thinks about the international travelers coming through here, leaving their wares behind sometimes?
No.
So then we must not even mention that. If the thought comes to your mind, what do you immediately do?
All in divine order.
And then what is?
And then it is in divine order.
Why is it we don't do that immediately at all times?
We always do.
This is very important for us. Always, at all times, to say all is in divine order. And when you say all is in divine order, then what happens?
It is in divine order.
It is so important for us to be on top of it. Now, do you think Mozart was dancing to his own inner music?
Oh, yes.
How did he dance?
He danced by listening and writing his music.
Using his pen.
Yeah.
His pen was dancing on the paper. And how did Beethoven listen?
Same thing.
And how did our deaf musicians listen?
He was deaf. And
how did our deaf musicians listen?
From within, not with the...
How did Beethoven listen?
Within, listening within.
How does anyone listen?
Anything within.
When we can assure ourselves of that, we've got it well made. We've got everything in order in a beautiful way. Think about these things, because I dance to delight myself. And if you stop and realize that you dance to delight yourself, you won't look to somebody else to make you happy or make you sad. Not at all. You dance to your own delight.
Correct.
Okay. Do enjoy it and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.